MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, September 9, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Gun control foes work to repeal restrictions. Rockport Town Meeting is today, and Peabody will be spraying for mosquitoes. Sunny today, mid-70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 4:02 p.m. Back in 60 seconds with North Shore Today News.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that opponents of Massachusetts' new gun control law are gearing up to repeal the tough restrictions, which they say will hurt businesses, cost jobs, and deprive people of their constitutional rights. A law signed by Democratic Governor Maura Healey in July expanded the state's ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, outlawed so-called ghost guns, and set new restrictions on the open carry of firearms, among other provisions. The move was in response to concerns about mass shootings and gun violence. But critics of the new restrictions say they are unconstitutional and argue the changes will do little to reduce gun violence. They've started gathering signatures on petitions to put a repeal of the law before voters in the 2026 election. Gloucester Times reporter Stephen Hagen is writing that registered town voters are going to Rockport High School today to consider 11 items on the special town meeting warrant. The meeting starts at 5:30 p.m. On the warrant is a number of financing items, questions asking to pay last year's bills, spend community preservation fund money on several projects, and fund the rehabilitation of the South Tower on Thatcher Island and repairs at Bradley Wharf and Granite Pier. Select Board member Laura Evans encourages residents to attend the meeting, especially because of the affordable housing measure found in Article E. The state's Chapter 40B law requires that at least 10% of housing stock in every Massachusetts community be affordable to lower and middle income households. Rockport's subsidized housing inventory is 3.79%, according to Rockport's housing production plan filed earlier this year. Mayor Sean Ridden and the City of Newburyport will host a community housing forum on Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Senior Community Center. The city's housing production plan and upcoming initiatives to create more housing options in Newburyport will be discussed.
I wanted to remind everyone that we have a housing forum coming up, community housing forum at the Senior Community Center on September 11th. It's going to be at 7 p.m. I know that's kind of a tough night to do thing on the anniversary of 9/11, but it was really the only open date that we had, and we kind of wanted to get this information out to residents. So we're going to make sure we recognize the importance of that date at the beginning of that community forum. And then we're going to talk just a lot about a lot of different opportunities around housing in the city. We're going to have a lot of different speakers. It's really just supposed to be informational. We're going to talk about the Brown School opportunity. We're going to talk about Waterfront West a little bit. We're going to talk about the Kmart location. You know, a lot of these strategic housing developments that we have in Newburyport and where those stand and where do we see they're moving in the near future. We're going to talk about zoning on Story Avenue. We're going to talk about MBTA communities and where that stands and what will happen the rest of the year regarding that. And we'll also talk about the Affordable Homes Act that was just signed a few weeks ago by the governor. What's that mean for Newburyport? You know, things like ADUs or accessory dwelling units. What's that mean? What's going to be coming in front of the council? So the council is going to take up a lot of these discussions around housing, and I want the public to know as well where my administration stands on, and what things we're trying to move forward. I think housing is just not only a Newport issue, but obviously it's a countrywide and particularly Massachusetts issue right now. You know, I think everyone's heard the number. It's about a $200,000 unit housing gap here in Massachusetts. So, you know, each community, you know, should look to do their own part. And I know we see it every day here in Newburyport. You know, we've got a segment of the population, you know, we've lost a lot of our rentals that we've had in the past, you know, so we need more rental units. We need more options for people, right? I mean, I think we have a lot of seniors maybe who, you know, love Newburyport, want to stay in Newburyport and don't want to leave, but their homes just are increasing in value each and every year, right? Because Newburyport's a very desirable place to live. But on seniors for fixed incomes, that's really difficult. So how do we try to push some of these housing developments forward to give seniors and others here more options to live, work, and play here in Newburyport? And just to be able to age in place here in Newburyport as well. Because believe me, I love my hometown just as much as everybody else. And, you know, I'd want to stay here no matter what. So how do we help them doing that so they're not making choices about, you know, do we buy groceries this month? Opposed to, you know, paying money for taxes and for rent. So I do think a lot of these things are important. So again, we're using this community forum as a way to get a little bit more information out there to people. So we're excited about that. And there's going to be a lot more things that we talk about in that forum as well. And again, we're going to have a lot of great speakers, and it's going to be a lot of great information for everybody.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. And Caroline Enos is reporting in the Salem News. In Peabody, city parks with athletic fields will be sprayed with pesticides from 7:30 p.m. to midnight on Tuesday to prevent the spread of diseases from mosquitoes to humans. Residents in areas where spraying will occur Tuesday should keep their windows and doors closed and stay inside with their pets while trucks from the Northeast Massachusetts Mosquito Control District pass by their homes, according to a statement from the Peabody Health Department. The mid-size pickup trucks marked with the NEMMC seal will drive slowly along targeted streets with a blinking yellow light. Residents can open windows a half hour after the truck moves through and may keep air conditioning units on throughout the treatment, according to the department. White Sox 7, Red Sox 2 on Sunday. Sox at Orioles tonight. The Patriots 16, Bengals 10 yesterday. New England hosts Seattle on Sunday. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.